Ibur.
Okay, let's start. Ibur.
Okay, we'll be reading excerpts about Ibur. Excerpt number one. From concerning Yanika and Ibu Rabash. Therefore, the beginning of the entrance into the work of the Creator is regarded as Ibu, when he cancels himself and becomes impregnated in the mother's womb. As it is written, hear, my son, your father's instruction, and do not forsake your mother's teaching. This comes from the verse, for if you call the mother understanding, bina, meaning that he cancels self-love called malchut, whose original essence is called will, to receive in order to receive, and enters the vessels of bestowal called bina. One should believe that before he was born, meaning before the soul descended into the body, the soul was adhered to him. And now he longs to adhere to him as prior to her descent. This is called Ibu, impregnation, when he completely annuls himself.
Otherwise, he cannot attach to the upper. Meaning Ibu is the complete subjugation according to what's revealed in a person. Meaning it's kind of a measure of the will to receive, which when you cancel it, when you annul it, you attach to the upper, you go into the upper, and when you can add more every time on his annulment, then he starts growing in the upper, because growing is on the expense of desires being added to it, and he annuls more and more himself. Is this clear? Let's read it again.
The beginning of the entrance to the work of the Creator is regarded as Ibur, impregnation, when he cancels himself and becomes impregnated in the mother's womb. As it is written, hear, my son, your father's instruction, and do not forsake your mother's teaching. This comes from the verse, for if you call the mother understanding, bina, meaning that he cancels self-love called malchut, whose original essence is called will to receive in order to receive, and enters the vessels of bestowal called bina. One should believe that before he was born, meaning before the soul descended into the body, the soul was adhered to him, and now he longs to adhere to him as prior to her descent. This is called Ibu, when he completely annuls himself.
Before creation, outside of the degree, Bar Mimadrega, when he came out of the Creator, he was annulled to the Creator. He was in it, in him, by the force of the Creator, without any choice. That's the way the entire Briah was, the entire creation was. Now, he came out of the Creator, that's why it's called outside of the degree, outside of the Creator, and the person should, wants, to cause himself the return, the adhesion, return to the Creator, as the soul was attached prior to its descent, so that it will come back, but it's already by man's work. Is this clear? To everyone? Except you? What's wrong?
I don't understand how he grows. From the subjugation, or
he's added a bigger will to receive every time, and he tries to restrict it. And besides the restriction, to perform such actions on the will to receive, so it will be just like in order to bestow, like the host, like the Creator he came from. If he wants to return to him, he has to be in equivalence of form. Then he has to be in order to bestow, like the Creator.
So subjugation is the beginning.
Subjugation is the beginning. But it's the beginning of each and every action. Beyond this subjugation, you can even add in degrees of subjugation when you want to be like the upper. That's beyond subjugation. Subjugation seems to us that we just annul everything, as if nothing happens. But I can say no. I subjugate myself when I do the opposite actions. That as much as I want to receive, by that I can bestow to the host. Specifically, thanks to the fact that I have a will to receive.
So you subdue the will to receive, and then you have to look for adhesion, for bestowal. How to?
First of all, I perform a restriction. I don't use anything. That's the meaning of I subjugate myself. First of all, right? Then my subjugation is where I see the landlord, he wants to bestow. I feel I feel it in my will to receive, because my will to receive is organized by the good that comes to me from the host. I look at the table set before me. He built this table. He built all these desires in me. So I already have the possibility to ask for the forces from him, how to organize my desire correctly with respect to those pleasures, so I can subjugate myself also in the action back to him, to be, to receive in order to bestow, which is the only action of bestowal that I may perform. Just bestowing, that's it. I cannot do that. I'm not the source of the pleasure. I can only bestow to the host if I receive with the intention in order to bestow.
And the restriction also, it's not the purpose.
The restriction is the first subjugation. It's not the goal. It's a condition to continue. To continue on the path. All right? Good. It's clear to everyone. Well,
if I define my friend as defined here, that his all yearning and desire is to adhere to the Creator, and is not with the Creator because of me, so what can I do in order to help him? How can I be a good friend of his? How can I participate with him in this process?
I cannot tell you. First of all, an example. And what we learned. We need to try to show him how we're doing these things together, how it is customary in our society, why this is worthwhile doing. There are many actions. I cannot tell you something, because then I'm saying as if nothing else is correct here.
It's the other way around. He is giving me an example. He's the one longing to come back to the root.
So what do you want? What do you
How ask? Can I help him? He's outside of it because of me. This is how I feel. I want to help him.
Again, these philosophies, I don't understand them. I don't understand this. He came out of this state to help me. How can I help him? These things, make things simple. You're complicated. You're always doing these double things. Complicated things. Why? What for? Let's go back to this now.
Let's move on to